First, though, this morning, the High Court of Australia is due to hand down its judgment on the long-running campaign by Torres Strait Islanders to secure commercial fishing rights under native title law. It's a case that's been running since 2001 and covers a 40,000 square kilometre stretch of sea between Australia and PNG. As Cathy Van Extel reports, today's High Court decision could have implications for other native title holders over marine environments.
There was originally a sea claim in Mabo in 1992, but it didn't go to the High Court because of technical legal reasons. It took nearly another decade before the nation's largest claim for sea rights was lodged with the Native Title Tribunal in 2001. After a process of mediation, it ended in the Federal Court in 2010. In his 250-page determination, Justice Finn found the Torres Strait Island Regional Sea Claims Group had the right to access and take any resource in the defined marine territory for any purpose subject to their traditional laws and customs. That included commercial purposes, the first time that right was awarded under native title. Lauren Butterley is a lecturer at University of Western Australia's Law School who's doing a PhD on this issue.
That was quite a historic decision because he really overturned a conventional understanding that exclusive possession was needed to maintain commercial rights. Interestingly, rights in this case were claimed on a non-exclusive basis. The case then went to the full federal court in 2012 and went before three judges. Two of the judges overturned Justice Finn's decision on commercial rights, and one judge found that Justice Finn was correct.
That successful federal court appeal was made by the Commonwealth and Queensland governments and the commercial fishing industry. The Torres Strait Islanders then took the legal battle to the High Court, which heard the case this February. Lauren Butterley says native title sea rights are not in dispute, and today's High Court ruling will be on whether fishing regulations, which have been in place in Queensland since 1877 and in the Commonwealth since 1952, have extinguished native title rights for commercial fishing.
One thing that really is important to emphasise in this case is that much of Justice Finn's decision has not been challenged. So the commercial rights issue, and there's also another issue relating to reciprocal rights, which is rights between various island communities, they're the only ones that are left before the High Court. So actually the majority of the sea claim is already decided and hasn't been challenged.
What was the argument presented to the High Court on behalf of the Torres Strait Islanders?
At trial, Queensland and the Commonwealth did not object to rights to access for non-commercial purposes. However, they submitted that commercial fishing either could not be recognised or were extinguished by comprehensive fisheries legislation. So the real issue on appeal has been about what we call partial extinguishment of just the commercial part of the right to fish, or whether that right has been merely regulated.
The Torres Strait Regional Council, which is supporting the case, didn't want to make comment ahead of today's judgment. However, it's described the case as a fight for the right of Torres Strait people to control their own resources. When the matter was heard in the High Court in February, Chairman Joseph Ilu said islanders want to regain control of marine resources so they can say how much catch commercial interests take and where they take it from. Mr. Ilu said with estimates putting the value of all Torres Strait fisheries at $34 million a year, a favourable High Court decision represents a critical opportunity for continued economic development. Lauren Butterley says the Torres Strait Islanders have conceded in court that even with commercial fishing rights under native title, they'd be subject to the licensing regime. And a favourable decision today wouldn't result in an unrestricted commercial fishing industry.
Native title is limited to traditional laws and customs, so it's not sort of an unlimited commercial right, if you know what I mean, in that way. But certainly we're yet to see how it will play out in terms of how it will be recognised in that way.
Today's decision also has implications for other traditional owner claims over marine resources. Lauren Butterley again.
This has been a very long fight for the Torres Strait Islanders, and it's very significant in that respect. In terms of broader implications for marine areas, I think that whatever the decision in this case, this really should start to signal a timely reconsideration of the approach Australia has taken to recognising Indigenous marine governance. And what I mean by that is Indigenous communities making decisions about their sea country.
That's Lauren Butterley from the University of WA, the law school there, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel. And there is another High Court judgment due to be handed down this morning. That's in the challenge to the Commonwealth's mining tax legislation, led by the mining magnate Andrew Forrest. The High Court has been asked to rule the tax is unconstitutional because it discriminates between the states.